Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week on our program, we hear new music from Bonnie Raitt, and we answer a letter from a Chinese man who dreams of being a car designer. But first, we take a look at a new movie about Burmese democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. French director Luc Besson is famous for his often violent action films like La Femme Nikita and Taken. But this week, he released a film about a woman of peace. The Lady tells the story of Burmese democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi. Christopher Cruz has more on the movie, and its star, Michelle Yeoh.
Aung San Suu Kyi left her family in England in 1988 for what she thought would be a short visit to help her sick mother in Burma.
It will be hard for me to get to a phone, so don't worry if it's a while before you hear from me.
But she stayed years. Aung San Suu Kyi, also known as Daw Su, followed in the political footsteps of her parents. Her father was a national hero in Burma. He led the campaign for independence from Britain in 1947. He was killed by political opponents soon after independence. Her mother was Burma's ambassador to India and Nepal when Daw Su was a teenager. Daw Su became the leader of the democracy movement in Burma soon after she returned to her home country.
It may be a little late to be saying this, but you realize I've never actually spoken in public before.
Well, there's no time like the present.
That is David Thewlis, playing Daw Su's supportive husband, Michael Aris, a South Asia culture expert. Malaysian actor Michelle Yeoh plays Aung San Suu Kyi. She learned to speak Burmese for the part. She says the language was especially important to recreate the first speech Aung San Suu Kyi gave to the Burmese people.
The first speech that she makes is in Burmese to her people to convince them and to let them understand that even though she did marry a foreigner, even though she lived outside of Burma for so long, she was her father's daughter. She cannot turn away from what's happening to her country. And all this is documented in Burmese. So we can't take liberties and try and do it in English. It just wouldn't be right.
Director Luc Besson found Burmese people to be in the movie's background scenes. Michelle Yeoh says one of these actors was in a crowd scene for the speech. She says he cried through the entire speech.
We found out that he was there. He said, at that time in 88, I was in the audience looking up at Daw Su, hearing her say the speech. Today I am standing behind her, listening to her say the speech again.
Michelle Yeoh says Luc Besson found many background players who had lived through the events being represented.
He actually went to the Burmese refugee camps up in northern Thailand, and he cast about 200 of them. All of them were not actors, but they were very natural, of course. I mean, they were Burmese. So the way they moved when they were with me, it helped me tremendously.
Burmese officials would not permit the Lady to be filmed in Burma. It was shot in Thailand instead.
Madam, your restricted residence is at an end. You are now free to come and go as you please.
Aung San Suu Kyi was freed from house arrest in 2010. The movie is being released as the democracy leader is elected to parliament in a reforming Burma.
A young man in China has written to our relationship blog for advice about his career. The 26-year-old studied automobile engineering and completed his university education last year. But he has discovered his professional dream is to be a car designer. Right now, he is working as an engineer at a car maker, Ford. He wants to know how to make a career change. We found someone who might be able to help. Anthony Prozzi is a senior designer at Ford in Michigan. He has been with the company for 12 years, but he started his career in clothing design. Before he left to study car design, he worked for the menswear department of Donna Karan in New York. Mr. Prozzi knows about change. His first college experience took him to New York University.
I excelled in math and science, and I attended New York University with the intention of becoming a doctor.
But he says fashion always interested him. His mother was employed in the garment industry, and he would watch her at work.
I was just fascinated by the craft. Even as a kid, you know, I would make clothes for my G.I. Joe doll.
To help support himself during college, Anthony Prozzi started working in the fashion design industry. He fell in love with that world and left NYU. After some time, he decided he needed a formal design education. He attended classes at the Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York. While there, he met Carl Olson, a Pratt graduate who is now the chair of transportation design at the Center for Creative Studies in Detroit, Michigan.
He looked at my work. He's like, "What are you doing here? You should be doing, you know, cars and transportation."
So Mr. Prozzi moved to Detroit and started studying at the Center for Creative Studies. The day he graduated, he was offered a job in car design. He accepted, and a few years later went to Ford Motor Company. Mr. Prozzi says the young man in China should follow his heart.
My advice to him is, you know, take that leap of faith and find a great school. Send them your portfolio, because the advisors there, you know, they'll guide him and they'll be able to really nourish, you know, the talent that he has within. Because he has an engineering background, that gives him an edge, because he'll understand how things come together.
Mr. Prozzi says he was very excited about being back in school and exchanging ideas with people who shared his interests. And he loves car design, like our writer.
He sort of said this in his letter that, you know, when he sketches, it's very liberating. And the whole process of actually designing and creating, you know, there's a freedom involved in that. And you really almost lose yourself in the process.
We hope that helps our writer from China chase his car design career. And we hope you all keep writing to our relationship blog at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also send us an email to mosaic@voanews.com. Put relationship in the subject line and tell us your age, sex, and country. Musician Bonnie Raitt is back after a long break from recording. Her new album, Slipstream, comes 7 years after her last release. But her voice and guitar sound as sure as ever. Shirley Griffith plays some of the new music and brings us up to date about the performer.
Bonnie Raitt's recording career began in 1971 with her album, Bonnie Raitt. She was just 22 years old. Critics immediately recognized her great singing skills and guitar work. She was good at blues, rock, and country. 40 years later, Bonnie Raitt still sounds pure and fresh, and she can give old songs new life like no one else. Slipstream includes a version of a song by Jerry Rafferty from 1978. Raitt adds a reggae beat to Right Down the Line for a thoroughly modern sound.
You know that I need your love. You got that hold over me. As long as I've got your love, you know I'll never leave. I wanted you to share my life. I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you.
Bob Dylan songs can also be found on Slipstream. One is the bluesy Million Miles. The other is this heartbreaking love song, Standing in the Doorway.
I'm walking through the summer nights, jukebox playing low. Yesterday, everything was gone too fast. Today, it's moving too slow. I got no place left to turn. I got nothing left to burn.
Slipstream is the first release on Bonnie Raitt's own label, Red Wing Records. She told the New York Times that it was best to record on her own terms. I like to have my freedom, she said. She shares production credit with her friend, producer, and songwriter, Joe Henry.
I know that fan is moving in. I can see it in your hair, but I can't bear to breathe it in somehow. I'll rise and fall with you, 'cause you can't fail me now. I'll rise and fall with you, 'cause you can't fail me now.
Bonnie Raitt is well known for her slide guitar work. We leave you with an excellent example, Ain't Gonna Let You Go, from Slipstream.
Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Don't wanna let you go. I plead guilty, baby, to this terrible crime. You've been loving me all of this time, and I must have been blind. What's gonna happen? What'll I do? Whatever it is, I wanna do it with you. I feel just fine. You're not the man I was looking for. You're every bit of him plus a whole lot more. Baby, it feels so good. I don't wanna let you go. good or him blows away.